Kenneth Sweezy is a science writer who met Tesla as a teenager in 1929. And well, it's beyond obviously my ability to delve into this more deeply. I have to say that it seems to me that it doesn't just seem to me. It's been discussed by Karl Popper, in particular, their use of Plato as a sort of a playbook for their implementation of totalitarian ethics strategies, and ultimately their vision to create a world in the image of the Republic. That is a fixed class system. We talk about this a lot. One of the things that Plato emphasized, and which I believe has been taken to heart, is the need to craft children to be what you need them to be in order to reproduce, in order to keep the dream rolling generation after generation. We've talked about this before. We've drawn on not just Karl Popper, but Martin Bernal, and talking about the fabrication of the whole so-called discipline of classical studies, inventing whole cloth the notion of ancient Greece as the birthplace of civilization, in order to create a sense of legitimacy in the children, because they know, as I hope we now know as well, that it is only by claiming the children's minds that they can continue to run the con called class, which is why Proudhon is so essential in his explanation of the importance of intellectual development. What claiming children's thought process does is it halts, it atrophies, freezes not just their empathy, their heart, but their intellectual development. And what we're exploring in these and upcoming shows is the possibility that it is through the root of intellectual development. And we thought about this, and maybe even a year ago, I believe, we had a discussion of this, the various routes for unlocking those frozen hearts, and that intellectual development, Proudhon argued at the very beginning of our introducing Proudhon to this show, that new thoughts, new ideas could in fact break the hold of prejudices, is the term he used. Alice Miller would call it a repetition compulsion when it is imposed as a result of a trauma. So what I'm getting at, long-winded, and I'm not going to write this up, unfortunately, but we'll be discussing it in future shows, is their use of children as agents. This has come up several times in during these shows. And that it has, in fact, been a successful tactic. It's taken people off guard. I believe they did this to Nicola with Kenneth Sweezy. I believe they did this to Prince. I believe it is highly likely they did this to Michael Jackson. Because when you are a target of power and you are surrounded by false folks, you are desperate for the authentic, for someone who's authentic, who's true. And until we had the analysis, the synthesis of the various scholars that we've put together in this show, and understood how they have implemented Plato's playbook, his political guidance, most of us would assume that that a child was not an agent, was sort of safe. This is not the case. Children are grabbed early on, and I mean as infants, and taught to obey authority, trained to fulfill the mission that they are taught to have reverence for. But let's continue with Nikola Tesla. I'm simply trying to explain why it's important for us to place Kenneth Swezi in context.